Bavmitzir, Pergur Mishnahe, Mishahaya Kostel Samal Chaginas Chaver Venafel, a person had his wall next to his friend's garden, and the wall fell down into the garden. Va'amrlo, and his friend said to him, Panei Avanecha, sweep away your stones from my garden. Va'amrlo, Higiyucha. And he said, you know what? It worked out to your mazel. I'm not going to sweep them away. They became yours. They're yours. Keep these stones. Ein Shomanlo, we don't have to listen to him. We don't make the Baal Hagina sweep the stones. Rather, it's upon the person that owned the stones to sweep them. He can't just dictate and say, oh, you get to keep them now. He doesn't want them. You have to take care of them. Mishikibul alav. But if the owner of the garden is mekabel to accept the stones, and he actually starts, Tversrol says, he starts to sweep them in front of the owner of the wall. And now, Omar lo, the owner of the wall says to him, Hey lachas itziosecha. Vani etol ashali. He sort of changes his mind. He says, you know what? Here, I'm going to pay you for your work, what you put into it, and I'm going to take what's mine. I'm going to keep the stones. I'm taking them back. Ein shomen lo. We don't listen to him. Rather, the person that owns the garden, now that he swept the stones, they became his. Haseiches apol asosimo betevin vakash. Person rents a worker to work with tevin and kash, to start gathering all the types of grain and straw. Va'amar lo tein li schari. And now, the guy tells him, give me my wages. Va'amar lo tol masha asisa bischarcha. Instead of taking money, I want you to take any of the items that you were gathering. Take tevin, take kash. Take that as your reward. Because that's metaltolin. In other words, he's saying to him, what's the difference if I pay you with money? What's the difference if I pay you with straw? Ein shomen lo. We don't listen to him. Why not? So here the Rav says, because the Torah says, lo solen pula sochir. And there's a limud that the chiyuv of the Baal Habayis is to pay exactly with the same stipulations as the worker agreed to. And they agreed with money, he has to pay him with money. He can't pay him with the item the guy was working with. Mishikibolov, but if he accepted upon himself, and now it's the opposite, Amar lo, the owner says, Helech scharcha, because you know what? I'm going to pay you now with money. This is after the guy agreed to get paid with, let's say, grain. He says, I'm going to pay you with money. Vani etol ashalin, I'm going to take my grain back. Ein shomlo. Now you can't switch it. We don't listen to you now. You have to pay him with the grain, with the tevin and the kash. Mishnah continues, Hamoitzi zevel u'shesarabim. The person takes manure to u'shesarabim, fertilizer. Hamoitzi moitzi, v'mezabel mezabel. He took it to u'shesarabim, and now somebody else, the Mefarshim say, can take it right away and use it to fertilize his own property. There were times, and the Melech HaShlomo says, this is obviously talking about the times of the year where they allowed people to take their zevel into u'shesarabim, and they had rishus to do so. Ein sharin tit b'u'shesarabim. They would not allow mortar, clay, to sit. You're not allowed to have it sit around to form in Rishus HaRabim, because it would sit there for a long time. Then Leivnin Levenim, and you also could not build bricks. Tashyantiv brings that they would dig little furrows in the ground and place bricks there over a long period of time, I guess from the heat of the sun. You can't do that, because it's going to stay there a while. Aval Goivlin Tit Rishus HaRabim. But you can be Megabal and create mortar in Rishus HaRabim to use right away. Avalo Levenim, but you can't use that very mortar, that type of cement that was going to be used right away, you can't use it for bricks. Because like Tversol explains, once they asked you to create bricks, they also asked you to even use the cement, the mortar for the bricks. Stam cement to be used right away, that's okay, but not for bricks. Habonim Rishus HaRabim, if a person was building and he needed access through Rishus HaRabim. Hamevi Avonim, Mevi Abayna Abayna. If he has to bring stones, he brings stones. And if he has to build, he builds. Vim hizik, but if he damages through any of these processes, mishal masha hizik, he has to pay for what he damages. We had this in the beginning of Baba Kama. Sometimes you have rishus to use rishus harabim, or to use it as a thorough way, or to put things there, but you still have to be careful, and whatever it damages. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer, af mesakenu es malachto lifnei shloishim yom. Shimon Gamliel says that a builder is even allowed to put all the items of his malach in Rishus HaRabim 30 days before he builds, and not only that, he's not chayiv in the nizakin. However, the Rav says the halacha is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel here.